It remains to be seen whether the Honolulu City Council will override the mayor's veto of a bill to extend the deadline for older high-rises to install sprinklers. Following last year's Marco Polo high-rise fire that killed three people, city lawmakers passed a law requiring residential high-rise buildings without sprinklers to schedule professional fire safety evaluations. Condo associations were given a three-year deadline. The Honolulu City Council has since tried to walk back that deadline to 5 years, with an additional 3 years to make necessary safety renovations. Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell vetoed that extension, citing concerns over safety of the public and that of Honolulu firefighters.
Instead of 3 years to do the evaluation, it's 5 years just to do an evaluation. And to come into compliance, it's 8 years instead of 6 years. 8 years, that's 2026. Way too long, way too much danger, and too much risk for everyone involved. And we just saw last week a fire that started on the 30th floor. It could have been a repeat of Marco Polo all over again. We could have had more people dying, but instead there were sprinklers in this building. It's an older building. And as we've been told repeatedly by Chief Nevis, is sprinklers work, and they help contain the fire to the unit where it occurred, and it did exactly that. And so the damage is under $300,000 versus well over $100 million for Marco Polo.
There are 370 condo buildings on Oahu that do not have fire sprinklers. Those complexes were built before a 1975 law requiring sprinkler systems and were given a grandfather clause. The Honolulu Fire Department applauded Mayor Caldwell's veto. Manuel Nevis is HFD's fire chief.
We're not only keeping the folks that are occupants of the building right now, but it's also the firefighters that are standing behind me today. We're going to ensure their safety because now we're going into a safer environment. And if we keep delaying the onset of these bills and these rules and regulations, then we only provide more risk to our firefighters and the folks that live in those buildings. We have about 150 alarms, emergency alarms, every single day. Do the math, 150, if you extend it 2 years, how many more opportunities that people can get hurt or people can die? So we really applaud the mayor, and we hope the city council will support us on this and keep our firefighters back here that work every single day. And we don't have a choice. When there's an emergency, we will go in. But we don't have that choice. The building owners might say, well, I'm willing to take that risk. But our firefighters don't have that choice. Please help our firefighters be safe. Not only the firefighters that are here today, but the firefighters that are yet to be born. The occupants that are yet to be born. This is going to keep everybody safe well into the future.
HFD Battalion Chief Socrates Bertakos explained what condo associations need to do now.
So the next steps would be over the next 3 years, they're going to get a life safety evaluation done with the help of a licensed designer or an architect or engineer that will look at about 20 different factors in their building that make for fire protection, fire notification, safety. That's for egress of the occupants, fire compartmentation and extinguishment, and the general safety of the occupants and the firefighters. That needs to be done in 3 years, like the mayor said before.
Those inspections are meant to be a cheaper alternative to installing high-cost sprinkler systems. Jane Sugimura with the Hawaii County of Community Associations Advocacy Group said that most homeowners associations want to comply.
They really want to proceed with the life safety evaluation because that's the alternative. You know, they don't want to put in sprinklers, but yes, they are interested in making their building safer for their residents and for the firefighters who have to come and deal with, a fire in their building.
But Sugimura has major concerns about costs and possible delays that could cause associations to miss that three-year deadline.
The problem with vetoing this bill, the mayor is sending a message that somehow the condominium associations are somehow delaying the implementation of the ordinance. But the problem is the ordinance calls for a life safety evaluation to be done by licensed professionals. It's been 6 months since the bill has been signed, and no licensed professionals have stepped up to the plate to provide offers. When we make phone calls, they can't give us a proposal. I've had property managers tell me that, you know, they can't get a proposal because the issue is still in flux. The chief tells me that they're going to make changes to the matrix. So, you know, it's not like it's our, it's not like we're causing the problem. And if the mayor were truly concerned about firefighter safety, and especially the time and expense that it's going to cost associations to implement these repairs to these buildings to make them fire safe, he's got to help us expedite implementation of the ordinance. The fire department has names of the licensed professionals that they're talking to, but they won't release them to us so that we can call them and ask them for a proposal. And I challenge anybody to say that they've heard of a licensed professional who is putting out ads or proposals to do these inspections, because nobody's doing it, because nobody knows what they're supposed to do. And another problem is that once you do the life safety evaluations, you've got to get building permits for 300-plus buildings. It's never going to happen in a couple of years. If he thinks by vetoing this bill that somehow this is going to make safer buildings, make it safe for those 300-and-plus buildings in Oahu, I think that's wrong.
Sugimura also said the exact cost of those inspections isn't known. She expects it to range from $5,000 to $20,000, plus the cost of improvements. The Honolulu City Council passed the deadline extension with 8 votes. Only 6 are needed to overturn a veto. In a written statement, Council Chair Ernie Martin called the veto an unnecessary and hasty action. I'm Catherine Cruz, and you're with The Conversation.